Har du et enkeltpersonforetak eller en liten bedrift? Da har nok... Eller, vent, sa du nei? Du vet at Fiken også gjør det enkelt å starte din egen bedrift. Fiken. Superenkelt regnskap. Ja, og hjelp til å starte egen bedrift, da.
Velkommen til Kjemperådet. Vi har fått inn et kjempeproblem her. Jeg leser... Jeg på ferie med familien. Det gøy, bortsett fra at jeg har gips på begge beina. Kan ikke bade eller dra noe sted. Jeg føler meg veldig begrenset. Hilsen begrenset far.
Begrenset far trenger ubegrensethet.
Yes. Ja. Kanskje ubegrenset data fra 399 med familierabatt hos Telenor.
Ja, det løser jo alt, bortsett fra det med badingen da. Se nye mobilabonnement på Telenor.no.
Yes!
Hei, og takk for at du hører på denne podcasten. Bøddel en miniserie som tidligere har blitt publisert i Untold, men ut mai vil du få tilgang til denne samt en rekke andre miniserier og ukentlige episoder av Moderne Media sine podcaster. Du finner Bøddel og andre podcaster som Henrettelsespodden helt reklamefritt i Untold. Som en liten smakebit så får du hver uke i mai en ny episode av disse podcastene som vanligvis kun tilgjengelig for Untold-abonnenter. Hvis du liker det du hører, så bør du laste ned Untold, eller gå til untold.app for å starte ditt abonnement i dag. Vi har forlatt asfalten og befinner oss på en humpete jordvei inn i det skogaktige terrenget i Uganda, på andre siden av grensen for Kenya. Nairobi og byliv, hotell, airconditioning, internett, sånne ting, ligger bak oss. Eneste vi ser av liv for øyeblikket kameler, som dukker opp i små flokker. Noen gomler litt på noen trær, og noen titter opp i det vi kjører forbi. Vi har installert oss i Amudat, et lite tett sted, et slags byaktig. Det er ikke helt det heller, men et lite sted i alle fall, hvor det finnes et sykehus. DNDI, Drugs for Neglected Diseases Initiative, som en organisasjon som jobber for å hjelpe folk med tropiske sykdommer som ikke får så mye oppmerksomhet, som ligger i navnet, med å drive dette sykehuset i Amudat. DNDI ble grunnlagt av Leger Uten Grenser, og de jobber tett sammen fremdeles. En av de tingene de gjør å reise rundt i landsbyer, små ansamlinger av folk i området, et ganske stort område, og se om det finnes folk som trenger hjelp. Det vil si, her i området det en person som reiser rundt på den måten. Han heter Andrew, og han har tatt med oss hit.
Hallo. Hallo. Nice to meet you. Hello.
You're welcome. We have some seats there.
Okay. Hi.
Hit en liten landsby. Igjen, det ikke helt riktig. Det mer en sånn klinge med hus eller hytter. Det noen jordhytter, runde, med brisker inni. Ikke strøm, ikke vann, ikke noe avløp eller noe som helst sånn. Og det føles ganske langt unna Ekeberg, for å si det sånn. Jonas tar seg en tur med Andrew for å se om de kan finne noe som trenger hjelp eller medisinsk behandling. Men hva kan jeg gjøre?
Hello. Hi. Hi, my name is Kire. What's your name?
Ja, jeg kan jo snakke med noen da. Tekla en ung kvinne kledd i gul trøye og blått og hviterutete skjørt. Hun har en ekte mann. Han ute med de andre mennene i landsbyen og gjeter dyr, noe de gjør i månedsvis av gangen, og to barn. Hun har hatt sykdommen kalla Azar. Det en parasittsykdom som smitter fra sandflue. Og en av symptomene en forstørret milt som man kan kjenne og som man får vondt i. Den rammer mellom 50 og 90 000 mennesker i hele verden hvert år, og nesten alltid dødelig hvis man ikke får hjelp. Det fikk heldigvis Tekla. Nå skal hun snakke med meg, og en tolk da. Jeg skal prøve å bli litt bedre kjent. Det første jeg lurer på hvor gammel hun
Kan du ikke gjøre det?
Jeg
vet ikke.
No idea, I mean, like...
Karibu wa angle kisirni.
Karibu chiri is almost 20.
Almost 20.
I don't know my age.
Tell me about you when you got Kalasar. Was how did that happen?
I don't know. Osiske dole ni le terme so kitor lo ne.
Hello ke dala terme ko cham nang bani ni.
That I was very young.
Very young. Okay. So how did you find out you had the illness?
In kitu le ne ni tikite terme.
Como ani yo nya.
That my mother told me.
Como ani yo nya betul la kang an ru le nyone kami terme sa gile ko. Amun nyu.
Now the mother told her that she was suffering from that thing mm-hmm. and then they atola bai kinguna ndupa kao opego lene baka sita nda kinguna ndu
oban giule kenya a kimara bandru
and then Andrew came.
Andrew, okay, from the hospital.
Yeah, and of course in his he always moves to the field.
Yes.
So he passed by and yeah. then he found them. The mother called Andrew came and took the test.
And what about today? Are you healthy?
I'm fine, but sometimes I feel like as if my ribs are paining. Oh. Mm. For them, they talk of the ribs, but of course it is spleen.
The spleen, okay, yeah. Mm. So it still hurts in the ear?
Sometimes it's very painful. You really have to strain a bit. Okay.
Mm. But what do you think would have happened if you hadn't got the treatment?
Ayo no katebli nyindele no imite inoni le to tomo nyi doli nyi le sageto kitimite le ya
pandam do dol bakin mugo mita iko senin
that was feeling very sick and I would have died even
would have died. Okay. And what about your life? I mean, are you having a good life?
Amba mngishingu yo imite nyo karamnya. Yes, it's fine.
It's fine. Is there anything you miss or that you long for?
Kibat nyo imilimte ni le katakil ta kwangwani pengin de maishenya. What do you mean? As in the garden?
No. I mean, for instance, in Norway, people sometimes wish, I wish I had a different wife or another job or more children or less children.
Pinikota pengin biashara nyan, nenyi imilimte nya.
Lemu
besar. Kipat ketukon.
Alam melihat besar, tak kerja jadi si kasih.
I would have felt that maybe I could get good business.
Tak kerja minta cili sukar.
So that I can be feeding my children with sugar.
Oh, is you want money so you can buy sugar for your kids?
Ask again.
You want a business so you can buy more sugar?
Iri ni kini le besar te al tu kukunya. Yeah.
What does she do in the evenings? To relax and.
Oh, you go nanya. Nile ni.
Iye ni. Oh. Adale misi.
Ewo imite iye ne mbo muno. Toke wanga ni kasi neku.
Oh, jile mbo par ne. Oh. Moko anya chuma toke wako kikilisha.
I now go to the borehole and then I come with water to come and prepare for the evening.
Yes.
Duties.
But when that is finished, what is this something she does to relax and have a good time and smile and have a?
I don't know. Ato tenge kewanga ni kasi nonio mito ni pengine saa tencho imburi ni kule mami ni kinyo yenya. No, I'm always very busy.
Oh, no leisure time at all?
Ata asi imburi ni kule nothing.
You don't watch TV or play games?
Te rosi le TV nya le television. We don't even have a television.
Do you have like Netflix or on your phones or stuff like that?
Imbasi mungwanya. No, we don't have anything to watch.
Okay. So don't relax ever.
No.
Never. Okay. Would you like to come to Norway once and have a look how we live?
If asiyo imuke njamba kate chamle pete kepa take mbungu pichimba Norway. What? Whom will I leave my children with?
Oh, yeah, okay. You can bring your children.
What about my home?
It will say this is, in Norway, people do this all the time. They go away from their homes. You never have holiday?
Mo tingi te ko so usis yo mindo uyi kagase There is no day that we shall rest. We always work every day.
Okay, okay. Well, this has been very interesting. What do you think about me?
I don't know. That you're fine.
Strange?
No, it's fine.
Okay. Okay, så selv om Tekla ikke hadde noe spesielt lyst til å dra til Norge, virket det som hun syntes var ok, fine, å snakke med meg. Hvor nyttig det var for hennes del, mer usikker på det. Neste mann jeg skulle prate med var en som både har hatt Kalasar, og som gjør nytte for seg, landsbyhøvdingen. Chief, kalte de han. Og igjen, da jeg hørte at jeg skulle få møte The Chief, så hadde jeg sett for meg noe annet enn han som dukket opp. Høvdingen, eller visehøvdingen, var han vel, deputy chief, visste jeg at han var, var en mann på noen av 30 i PK-skjorte.
I'm part-time Samuel.
Yes.
I'm born from Katabao village. I got a disease of Kalasa, that is 201, that it started.
2001?
2001.
Oh, I see, okay.
And...
How old were you then?
That time I was 11 years.
Okay, so you're born in 1990.
11, yeah. Yes.
Okay.
11.
11 years.
Yes. So that time I developed the pain on my left hand side of my stomach.
Yes.
And that time I could not, I lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
I could not eat. And it was very severe, painful part of my body.
Yes.
And that time, I went through some challenges that time because there were some women that could give me or cut me, putting me some local herbs.
Well, this is a traditional kind of
traditional
treatment.
Traditional cuts of a kind of treatment that... Uh-huh. It stops, but in vain it won't stop. But later they brought me to Amudat
because they cut you open. Is that what you said? They
yes,
put something in.
Yeah, this one's yeah.
Oh, you got scars on your stomach.
Yeah,
this is from the ladies.
These are from the ladies.
And they put something
and
in
they
there.
Put some local herbs
inside your body.
Inside my body.
How does that make you feel?
It is so painful, uh-huh. And it is because I wanted it to get cured.
Yes,
that I just feel like I put it because I wanted to get okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But later on, I discovered that there is where there is treatment.
Yes,
in Amudat.
Amudat Hospital.
Amudat Hospital.
Yes,
and my mother. I had to brought to take me off to the hospital.
Han forteller at etter at han ble frisk av Kalasar, så fikk han to tilbakeslag. Det siste var det verste, hvor han fikk en type kløende, stikkende, verkende, væskende utslett over hele kroppen.
All of my body, I felt it was so pain.
Yeah, to touch
when,
the skin.
When you touch the skin like yes. This, it is so painful.
Okay.
It is so painful. Uh-huh. And sometimes when there are some nodes like rings,
yes.
Ringworms.
Okay,
like ringworms. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes it itches.
Yeah, itches all over the body?
All over the body.
Okay.
And sometimes gets like rashes. You wake up early morning. When you wake up early morning, you find that it is so white.
Oh.
White and so painful.
Okay.
When you touch it, it is so painful. Uh-huh. You cannot, when you knock it, like you feel like crying or shed tears.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you go, and it's all over your body. Can you think of anything else? Is it possible to, I mean, can you forget it or is it just aware of it all the time?
You can just get it and scratch it when
yeah.
it comes.
Yes.
You will not say that, no, you cannot. Because you cannot resist it.
Not to scratch?
To scratch.
So you scratch it all the time?
Yeah, you scratch all the time.
And how did it make you, how did you feel?
So I feel so painful and when I was treated, the painful reduces.
Oh, okay. Immediately?
Immediately.
Oh, okay.
and also the itching will not is not so frequently.
Okay.
Like I was doing it, cause the moment I got the first dose,
yeah,
it is the time that I could have a sleep,
yeah,
and wake up tomorrow when I'm very okay,
yeah,
until I completed my doses.
Det var Andrew som fikk ham inn på sykehuset for behandling igjen. Og det var foreløpig siste tilbakefall, eller ettereffekt, eller hva man skal kalle det, av sykdommen han har hatt foreløpig.
So I'm now very happy. I'm very happy. And I appreciate you people. Yeah. And I can say you are welcome to Amudat and, yeah, and do the service to Amudat. And also I was suggesting that you extend. I urge that you extend, I request that you extend these services to health facilities,
yeah, okay,
in Amudat.
Yeah.
Like some sub-counties like Loro.
Yeah, smaller health,
yes,
centers.
Yeah. Health centers like Loro, like that side of all Karita.
Mm-hmm.
Side that to help our people, yeah, in the nearby. Than moving a longer distance to Amudat.
Yes.
So I appreciate so much the service.
Yeah, cool.
And I would like to say I'm very happy.
Med chiefen så fornøyd og takknemlig over jobben DNDI og Amudat sykehus og Andrew gjør, så orket jeg ikke fortelle ham at jeg ikke skal ha noe av æren for det, men mumlet litt sånn, thank you, eller noe sånt, og takket for praten. Ute I sola møtte jeg Jonas, som så ut som han holdt på å titte på en av landsbyboerne på en litt sånn nærgående måte. I bilen på vei tilbake til Amudat fortalte Jonas hva han hadde gjort, mens jeg snakket med folk.
Det føltes litt sånn rart da, for at når du skulle dra og intervjue hun første der, så var det sånn, ja, hva skal du gjøre? Og så sa jeg, nei, jeg kan gjøre hva som helst, ja. Bare, men, så hvis det noe jeg kan gjøre, så kan det bare føles litt flaut egentlig å spørre om det. Men så plutselig så sa de, det noe du kan gjøre. Og så skulle de lage en sånn en slags kve, tror jeg det heter, altså på norsk da, hvor man lager en liten innhegning, hvor man kan ha kalver.
Åja, jeg burde satt og hjelpe til med det.
Ja. Men det jeg gjorde var jo å bare bære masse pinner fra et sted til et annet, der hvor det kveet skulle være.
Ok.
Ja, så, men det som var rart da, var at alle sammen holdt på å lese her.
Og landsby, eller de folkene som bodde der.
Ja.
Jeg synes det var gøy,
ja. Ja, ja, at jeg bar pinner.
Jeg fikk du til å bære pinnene, eller hvordan gikk det?
Det gikk helt fint, det. Jeg bar pinner.
Og la dem ned, eller begynte å sette opp litt?
Nei, jeg la dem bare ned. Ja. Og så var det sånn... Ja, bar de sånn... Jeg vet ikke. 50 meter.
Ja, og det veldig varmt ut, så det
ja, klart. Så det var en 3-4 runder med pinnebæring.
Ja, ja. Men det jo noe.
Det noe det, og så...
Jeg synes jeg så at du holdt på med en sånn undersøkelse, sånn type, liksom i full offentligheter.
Ja, for at det var jo da han Andrew, som en slags sånn community officer, altså han kjenner til alle disse folka som rundt i området.
Ja.
Han hilser jo på folk og prater med dem, og liksom går god for oss. Alle har tillit til han, så hvis ikke vi viser at vi venn med han, så det ingen som vil snakke med oss.
Ja.
Så alle snakket med han om symptomer og sånn. Så mens vi sto der, så kom det to personer da, fra denne lille boplassen som vi var på, som hadde hatt feber og følt seg slapp og sånn.
Oh, de gikk til han, ja. For de visste at de kunne stole på han.
Ja. Så, og så begynte han å undersøke dem, og så ba han meg om å bli med på undersøkelsen.
Han jo ikke lege, egentlig.
Nei, jeg tror ikke det. Så da kjente jeg på noe som heter splenomegali, som da forstørret milt.
Milt, ja, for det der setter seg denne kalasaren.
Ja, og da blir milten stor og hoven.
Du kunne jo kjenne at det var det, eller?
Jeg gjorde det, og det er første gang jeg har kjent i hele mitt liv. Jeg har jo aldri, altså i Norge så det veldig sjelden man har pasienter som har forstørret milt. Så fikk jeg din livs første forstørret milt?
Ja, så to stykker faktisk, en liten jente og en gutt som veldig vanskelig å bestemme av deg på. Nei, rupen var sånn mellom 15 og 20.
Du vet jo ikke selv lenger, vet du.
Nei.
Men hva skjedde så? Ble de diagnostisert med...
Ja, altså det, på klinisk undersøkelse av da meg og Andrew, så det nå forhøyet mistanke om Kalasar, så da blir de nå tatt tilbake til sykehuset. Så,
de blir kjørt inn til sykehuset her, ja?
De blir kjørt til sykehuset her for å ta en test.
Fy faen, det jo veldig bra at dere var der, da, og du.
Så, ja...
Nei, nå leder du veldig liten nyttig konkurranse.
Ja, ok, greit.
For å være helt ærlig så begynte jeg nå å bli litt lei av den der nyttig konkurransen, hele det opplegget der. Det føltes egentlig litt konstruert ut, synes jeg nå egentlig. Noe jeg satt og funderte meg liksom fram til i godstolen hjemme på Ekeberg, med litt sånn dårlig samvittighet over at jeg ikke gjør mer for folk. I møtene med menneskene her nede, med deres helt konkrete problemer og historier og løsninger og takknemlighet, så ble det der opplegget mitt mer sånn teoretisk Ilans greie, følte jeg. Så da tenkte jeg, kanskje jeg bare skal gjøre det jeg kan da, så egentlig være fornøyd med det. Så får det være greit, nyttig eller ikke nyttig. Og hva det jeg kan? Jeg kan jo lage krisemøter.
Can you just start by telling me your name?
Okay. Yes, good morning. I'm Ocheng Andrew. I'm a born of Amda district. I was born in 1977.
Dette altså Andrew, mannen som reiser rundt og sjekker folk i området rundt Amudat i ukesvis av gangen. Først var jobben hans i regi av og med støtte av Leger uten grenser, og så tok etter hvert DNDi over. Jeg hadde med meg den gode gamle mine kassekamerater boka mi, og hadde lurt på hvem jeg kunne spørre om å fylle inn den med meg da. Det måtte egentlig bli denne røslige mannen med den smittende latteren. Vi finner oss et par plaststoler i skyggen utenfor sykehuset i Amudat, skur på opptageren, og jeg begynner med å be Andrew fortelle litt om jobben han gjør, hva den går ut på, helt konkret.
I always go to the community.
The community is the very rural villages outside.
Yes, yeah. I go synthesize them.
You what? Synthesize them?
I go and synthesize the community, health educate them.
Oh, you tell them about health
stuff. Yes, about visceral leishmaniasis.
Yeah, Kalasar.
Kalasar.
Yes.
Then after synthesizing them and mobilizing them, the next thing I also do in the field is the testing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I test them for visceral leishmaniasis by the use of RK39.
Is it kind of a test?
It is a rapid test.
Oh, okay.
So you test it. You test patients from out. Then after testing them from out, you bring the positive patients to the hospital.
Yeah, so they're treated here.
So that they are treated in the hospital.
So that's you go around the different tribes, different villages?
I go to different tribes, to different districts, yeah. Different villages. Go sleep there in their villages.
Oh, you sleep there?
I sleep there.
Oh, oh.
I don't go and come back.
Okay.
I go, I sleep in a homestead.
Okay.
Test, screen them.
Yeah.
Go to another village, screen them for like 20 days in a month.
Okay.
Yeah, then come back.
Do you drive? You drive around, of course?
Me, I ride a motorcycle, but for like now, it is 8 months. My motorcycle is down.
Oh.
Because it is hauled, of course. It is completely down, but... I always look around, borrow friends, and I go to the field.
What kind of a motorcycle do you have?
I have, it is a Yamaha.
Oh.
Yeah, Yamaha XTZ 125.
Okay, 125, yeah.
Yeah, so it is down, it is grounded.
It's a kind of, the roads here are kind of bumpy?
The roads are really, they have bad terrains.
Yes.
To reach the villages, the roads are ups and downs.
Yes, city. And do you fall off sometimes?
Yeah, I do follow up of patients.
Okay. Do you fall off the bike sometimes?
No.
No, you don't?
Because of my weight.
Oh.
I cannot I've never fallen.
Oh, because you pressed the bike into
the bike is stable.
Okay, good. How do the people in the villages, what do they think of you? How do they greet you when you come?
Well, the people are very happy of the organization since it started.
Yeah.
And I've never got bad challenges apart from the challenges of a motorcycle not being there, being held now.
Okay.
Well, the people outside, they are very happy with the services of the project to them.
Yeah,
yeah. Because at first when Medicine Sans Frontiers left, it left here with the question mark patients who are really now, most of them were also dying.
Yeah.
Because the services were not there.
Yes, so they were.
When DNDA came in, people were now happy with the services of DNDA. Me being their frontliner in the field. Yes.
So you stay there and do you eat their food and you become like a part of their tribe for a little while?
Yes, like when I go, I have to buy my own food.
Oh, okay.
I have to buy my own food because my boss gives me some facilitation to go to the field.
Yeah.
I buy food because they don't have food there at times. They depend on milk.
Yeah.
Yes, and maybe when they come to the town, they can buy some little flour.
Yeah.
Then they stir some porridge.
Okay.
At least for when a visitor comes, they can give you. But it is you to give them now.
Yeah.
Because when you are a visitor, you tell them, no, what is there? I have some push here. We can cook.
Okay.
They cook and we eat together.
And they're happy.
Yeah.
Okay. So what do you think about your life? Are you happy with your life?
Yeah, I'm very happy. Because if I was not happy, at least by now I could be like 40 kilos.
Yes.
But now I'm in 130.
Kilos?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, I know that it is not normal, but I'm happy with it.
Is that how you measure happiness? How many kilos you weigh?
Not even like that. One, when you have a peace of mind.
Yes.
Is when you know that you're happy.
Yeah.
When you have a lot of thinkings.
Uh-huh.
You think of this, you think of this, you think of this. Children have not gone to school.
Yeah.
That when you are not happy.
Yeah.
Because there is something
bugging you.
Yes.
And you have a peace of mind?
I have a peace of mind because my kids are at school.
Yes.
I'm paid.
Yeah.
And when they pay me, I pay school fees.
Okay.
So there is nothing disturbing me. And I go to church. I pray.
Oh.
So I have a peace of mind.
Oh, you are a religious man too?
I'm a Catholic.
I believe in God.
Yes.
Yeah. So address, where do you live? You live around here?
I live in Amudat.
Amudat.
Upe County.
Yes.
Upe County means the tribe, the Pokots who stay here.
Oh.
It is a Pokot County in Uganda.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Your birthday, when is it?
Well, I was born on the 2nd of July, 1977.
2nd of July, okay.
Mm.
77.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you think about becoming 40? Was that a problem or was it no problem?
It is not a problem because what we always keep praying God that God should give us, He should add us more days.
More days.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So whenever he keeps on adding you more days, the years also keep on
adding up.
Yes.
Okay, so just getting older is a good thing. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I turned 40, that's good?
Yeah, it is good because you have to get older by all means. And you thank your God for at least giving that age.
Okay, it's not what we call in Norway a 40-year crisis. That you think, oh, I haven't done much enough in my life. I have to do something different and get a new wife.
No. Me, I have my wife and I'm contented with her.
You're happy with her?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I talked to the chief earlier on in the village as we were. He had one wife and he was thinking maybe he could have one more later.
Of course, it depends now if he has got enough money and he sees that maybe he's still young, maybe the other one has grown old, is maybe how he ended up of thinking of another.
Yeah, is that very common?
Yeah, it is common in this society.
Yeah, but not for you?
No, not for me.
No.
Yeah.
So you're sticking with the one you have?
Come again?
So you're sticking with the wife you have? Okay.
Yeah.
Your hair color?
What?
Your color of your hair? What is it?
Mine is black.
Yes, black.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't have so much hair?
course, just somehow black with one gray.
Oh, you're getting some grays?
Yes.
Yeah. Do they get gray hair?
Yes, people get some gray hair.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because when you reach now 40s, 50s, you get some black, white, gray.
Okay. do they color it?
Come again?
Do they color it?
No, most of them don't color it.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you let your hair grow, what happens? Will you get like a big...
Well, me, I'm not interested with big hair.
No?
No, because that's why I keep on shaving.
Okay.
Even now it is much, I want to shave.
Well, you think it's too much now?
Yeah.
It's like a millimeter or something.
Because if I go to the field...
Yes.
You might reach a place where there is no water.
Uh-huh.
You have a lot of hair.
Yeah.
Maybe you get 3 liter jerrycan of water.
Yes.
You pour on the head, it takes, and you put the soap. Yes. It takes a lot of water. You will not bathe.
No, yeah.
So when the hair is down, it is easy for you to shower up, and it is also nice.
It is nice.
Yeah, to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's practical and nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Kai, the color of your eyes, what's that?
Mine are just normal. I don't see any bad thing on my eyes.
No. They're normal, but that's brown. Yeah. In Norway, that's not as common. I have like blue. That's normal in Norway.
Okay.
Okay. Everybody has brown eyes.
Okay.
Right?
Mm.
In here? Yeah. Mm. Do you have any siblings?
Yeah, I have four.
Okay.
I have three boys.
Mm-hmm.
I have one girl, a daughter.
Okay.
Yeah, two are in the university.
Yes.
One of them is, the other one I showed you is joining.
Yeah, no, but I'm talking about your, do you have brothers and sisters? Do you have brothers and sisters?
I have a sister.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she has kids.
Okay.
Yeah, she has children.
Are you good friends with her?
Yeah. She's my sister.
Yeah, does she live around here?
No, she doesn't live around here. She's a bit far from where we went yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah, she stays in a kraal of animals.
Oh.
She's just in the village there.
Okay. So you talk to her a lot? And
yeah, when I want to talk to her, to see her, I just go there. I talk to her from there.
Oh, so you don't just sit at home and text her?
Yeah, I can go sit with her, talk to her, ask her, how are you, how is home, how are the animals. She tells me, I come back, I come to my place after finishing. Always I go twice a week.
Okay.
To see her, maybe taking for her something.
Oh, I was taking something.
Like food, what, yeah.
What's her name?
Amachinga, her name.
Yeah.
She's called Ayo Hema.
Ayo Hema.
Ayo Hema.
Hayu Hema?
Hayu Hema. Hayu Hema is A Y double O.
Okay.
Then Emma is E double M A.
Oh, difficult names. What do you think about my name, Kira? You think that's easy to say?
No, it is a good name because it is just like my name.
Yeah.
What would you think about my name?
No, it's a bit, the first one is a bit difficult, but it sounds
Andrew.
Good. Yeah, no, that's easy.
Kire.
Yeah, that's easy. To,
you, no. Kire, when you say Kire,
yeah,
if you are not careful of saying Kire properly,
yeah.
In the other language, those people whom we work with,
yes,
you say Kire, it's like, are you sure?
Oh, is it?
Yes, Kire. Yeah.
But, okay, yeah.
Yeah. Are you sure?
All right, okay, yeah. It's not bad, but it's not like
it's
a...
It's not a bad thing.
Okay.
It's not a bad, yeah.
It's like a swearing or something.
Yeah.
Okay. What school what was the name of your primary school?
My primary school was Alale Primary School.
Alale?
Alale Primary School in the other side of Kenya.
Other side of Kenya?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. What's the most fun subject? What did you like the most to do in the school, in primary school?
Well, the subjects I liked were physics, chemistry, and CRE, then history.
CRE, what's that?
Christian Religious Education.
Oh, okay. You like that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And the last one was?
Yeah, history.
History. Oh, those. So what did you like about those subjects?
No, I liked it because like physics, it had a lot of mathematics.
Oh.
Chemistry had a lot of mathematics. Then CRI was talking most about God.
Yes.
Yes, at least it could build me up in a Christian life. Yes.
And you liked it?
I liked it.
Okay.
Yeah. That's why I think God is keeping me up to now, because I liked it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So he's paying you back for liking it then?
Yes, maybe.
Oh, okay. What's the most boring subject in primary school?
Well, many people did not like mathematics because most of them.
Yes, like me.
Yeah.
Like me. And you liked it?
Yeah, I liked it because I liked physics.
Yes.
Chemistry.
You have a brain that's...
I liked it.
But what was the most boring subject for you?
Well, geography was a boring subject.
Geography, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because why?
Well, I don't know. I did not like geography. I did not like, what was it? I did not like, because we had home science. Home science was, it deals basically with cooking.
Oh, yes, like ham microscope, yeah.
Yeah, so I did not like.
No, didn't like that so much.
Yeah.
But in geography, did you learn about Europe?
Yeah, we were learning about Europe.
Did you learn about Norway?
Yeah, we learned about Europe, but Asia.
Asia, yeah.
Yes, yeah. Asia. Then, but we did not touch about Norway.
No, mostly. Specifically, no. That would be strange.
Yeah.
But do you, just thinking about that, do you get the news about stuff going on in, like, in Ukraine? Do you hear about the war there?
We have just heard of recent about Ukraine.
You just heard, was that you?
It was last year.
Yeah.
Is when we heard about Ukraine.
Yeah, yeah. But
before, I'd not...
No, no. We didn't hear anything about Ukraine either, but do you get the news now about the Ukraine? People are...
Yeah, we keep on hearing about Ukraine, the way people are dying.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Okay, so the news comes down here and people are hearing about it.
Yeah.
But do you,
because we have smartphones, you can just see and you see, oh, this way. But we don't know even the cause. What was the problem?
No, okay. Yeah, right. So you just hear about what's going on, but...
Yeah.
Okay. So now we move on to your interests. That's now your hobbies. Do you have any hobbies? The things you like to do?
Yeah, me, I like traveling.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I like traveling. I like swimming.
Traveling? Okay. So, where?
Maybe to the zoos, traveling to new places where you learn new things.
Okay. Like different countries?
Yes, or? But now... I don't know if I'll ever reach to a new country.
No, why not?
Why is the money?
Well, yeah, because it's expensive.
It is expensive.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you dream of going somewhere? Is it some place you'd like to see?
Yes, if I'm given the opportunity, I will be the happiest, at least to reach somewhere. It will be really a pleasure to me.
Where do you dream of?
Maybe Norway. I think I might reach Norway. Maybe.
Oh, Norway is your dream country?
Norway is my dream country.
I don't know if I'm totally true. That I mean, are you sure you're telling me the truth?
I swear.
Yeah?
Yeah, I could reach it there, it would be fine.
Is it?
I'll be the happiest.
Because why?
Well, Norway had been my team. Generally, when Norway plays like a World Cup.
Oh, what?
I like supporting them.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
I swear.
Why?
Because it has good players.
You were talking about football?
Yes, I'm talking about football.
Okay.
Yeah, when it comes to World Cup, when Norway is there, it's just like I support Arsenal at times.
Mm-hmm.
I just support the team because they have some good... Or when you see Liverpool players...
Yeah.
They have some good players who play, and the way they disperse, they put their game. You know, you support a team because of good players.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're also a Liverpool man.
Yeah.
You're a Liverpool supporter.
I have a boy, a son. My son is a Liverpool supporter.
Oh, and mine too.
Yeah.
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 And what is his favorite player on Liverpool?
Oh, like he likes... this man, Salah.
Salah, yeah.
Yeah, there is this one of our called Uwe again. He keeps on talking about them,
Yeah.
So I also keep on encouraging him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was traveling, swimming, as you said, in pools or in the river or?
In swimming pools, of course, not rivers.
Because that's not so healthy, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay, anything else?
Well, those are my best, maybe playing. But by now, I've had a weight. I cannot play a lot, and I'm growing also old.
Yeah. So you don't play football?
Previously, I could play football, volleyball. Those are the things,
Do you watch television?
Yeah, I also like watching.
What kind of stuff do you watch?
Of course, football.
Yeah, mostly football.
Mostly. Even the news, just halfway, but football.
Okay, so that's number one. Yeah. What about the TV shows and the films and stuff like that? No? You're not a Netflix guy?
Because now, like, the work I work
doesn't
allow me to have that time of sitting down.
Oh.
Because you find that I'll be 20 days in the field.
Mm.
So when you come back, you have to sit like for 5 days planning on where to start from.
Okay.
Okay, you'll say, now I'm supposed to start from these districts. You go to that district, you reach there, you start entering the villages for you to get the cases so that they are brought here before the month ends so that the reports can be sent to the donors.
Yeah.
That this month we have got these patients, this month we have got these patients. So you keep on moving.
So you don't have much time?
You don't have much time.
Right. So, okay. So you mostly work. Do you have ever holiday?
No, I've never had a holiday since we started.
Never?
Never.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because one, I'm alone. I'm the only one covering this region.
Yeah.
So you find that in case I say I go for an holiday.
Yes.
Work is going to stop. And of course, we tried to recruit somebody, but other people were not giving up for the work because somebody was told to come, you go to the field, others fear.
Oh,
they have that fear of saying, no, we don't know the languages.
Yeah.
So it became a challenge. We tried like 6 people, but all of them failed.
So you don't have anybody who can do your work when you're gone?
Come again?
No, so that means you are the only one here that can do it.
Yeah.
The next is, I like the most. What do you like the most?
Of course, I love my job most.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Because?
Because one, it hands me a living.
Yes.
Yeah. If I could not love my job, I could not be the way I am. Yeah. I could not build. It is my job which has made me build. It is my job which is making my children be at school.
Yeah.
Yes. It is my job which makes me look the way I am. Yeah. It is just the way, Kire, you love your job. That's why you are in Amuda today.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Yes.
And I like the least. What's the opposite? What do you hate the most?
Well, me, what I hate most is, what will I tell you? Maybe meat.
Meat?
I don't like meat a lot.
Oh, what? Okay, why?
I like green vegetables.
So, are you a vegetarian?
Yes, I just like it. I don't like meat a lot.
You mean eating it or?
Eating.
Oh, why not?
Well, that one is how I was brought up.
Okay.
Yeah, so I liked greens, beans.
Yeah,
that one is what I like most.
But people maybe think, Andrew is a strong big man. He needs a lot of meat to get to stay strong.
No. These are like my brother. My brother is also fatter than me.
Oh.
I think it is again.
Okay.
And he's taller than me.
Oh.
So you find that it doesn't mean that if you eat a lot of meat is when you are fat. No.
No.
Yeah, there are people who eat meat, but you get him when he's very small-bodied.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you don't need it?
Yeah, I don't need it.
Okay. So, but is it for the sake of the animals, or is it just because you don't like to eat it?
No, it is just because I don't feel like eating a lot of meat.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, the next and last question is, if you were to change your job, if there was anything you could be in the world, you can choose freely. Is there any other kind of job that you would have?
Which one now? Getting a job nowadays, first of all, is not all that easy.
I understand. But you can, we don't have to take that into account. You can just...
We just assume.
Yes.
Huh?
Yeah.
Which job now will I like again? You know... Kire, now, me, the job I could like most, it's just my job, the one I'm doing, because I've not seen, you know, what is in hand is yours.
Yeah.
So you cannot like another job if you, maybe if you cannot reach there.
So what you're saying is that you don't want another job?
I know. I'm growing old.
You're growing old?
Yes. Are you not seeing that I'm growing old?
No, I'm not seeing it.
You're not seeing?
Now, where should I see that on you? I can't tell you. No. I'm older than you.
Are you sure?
Yes.
How old are you, Kire?
I'm turning 50 this year.
Yeah?
50. Soon 50.
Soon 50.
Yes.
It is fine, but you're also growing old. I'm also growing old. I'm following you.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So we should be happy what we are doing, is that what you're saying?
Yeah. What we are doing now, yeah. It is just like you.
Yeah.
What you are doing, you should love it most because it is the one which is in your hands.
That's perfect. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for talking to me, Andrew.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Jeg leste om forfatteren Roy Jacobsen, som I Ukraina med utstyr til folk der nede, hæren og så videre, litt sånn diverse greier. Han sa at det bedre å gjøre litt enn å mene mye. Det tror jeg skal være livsmottoet mitt fra nå, eller kanskje det bedre å gjøre litt enn å tenke mye. Det passer nok best for meg. For når jeg møter sånne mennesker som Andrew, som egentlig ikke gjør noe annet enn å gjøre, så blir jeg både glad og rørt på menneskehetens vegne at det finnes sånne mennesker. Andrew gjorde seg nå klar etter at vi var ferdige til å kjøre ut til folk langt ute I skogen eller... bussen, eller hva de kaller det. Han skulle være borte I 20 dager fra huset sitt og barna sine og kona si. Og vi gjorde oss klare for å dra hjem. Vi var en liten tur innom sykehuset I Amudat og fikk høre at pasientene Jonas og Andrew hadde sjekket dagen før. De hadde det bra. En av dem hadde malaria. Man skulle nå få behandling for det. Så da var det egentlig ikke så mye mer å gjøre enn å sette seg I bilen og kjøre tilbake til Kenya og til Nairobi. Og på flyplassen tok Jonas og jeg en oppsummering.
Ja. Hvordan vil du oppsummere din versjon?
Min versjon? Nei, det har jo vært vanvittig interessant og spennende og lærerikt og sånn. Sånne ting man som alltid blir...
Ja. Mener du det også?
Svaret. Ja, okay. Virkelig. Altså sånn, hvordan de helsearbeiderne jobba ute I Adomat der.
Den lille ugandiske landsbyen.
Ja, og ute på liksom... virkelig på landsbygda, altså den Adomat den byen, tenkte vi var landsbygda og ja. Så dro vi enda videre ut og spør åja, det dette som landsbygda
det så landsbygd som det går an å bli
ja. Så og han Andrew, hvordan han jobba og nei, det var rett og slett veldig kult å se, og veldig imponerende og de var jævla flinke og sånn, ja, solide faglige liksom
ja, ute der, under forhold som ikke vi
Og så det sykehuset og så loslitt ut fra utsiden, og så inni var liksom, det liksom, de hadde faen meg helt kontroll på alt. Jeg synes det var helt rått, ja.
Kunne du tenke deg å jobbe der?
Ja, jeg synes det hadde vært gøy, interessant. Ja. Mm.
Og så synes jeg, men alltid, altså, når jeg møter hos Andrew og de ute der som ikke vet hva ferie eller aldri har noe fri fra noen ting,
mm.
Jeg tenker på om jeg nyttig eller ikke nyttig og hva de tenker om meg, det er ikke så viktig egentlig.
Neida,
det blir litt sånn overtenkning som vanlig da, fra min side og kanskje mange av oss
mm.
men nei, så jeg har følt meg som sagt mindre unyttig enn vanlig, og det har vært en god følelse, men det å møte noen av disse menneskene har vært det aller beste.
Jeg føler at ved å være med på det og på en måte lage denne podcasten og sånn, så har man jo vært med på å lage noe underholdende ut av noe som kanskje ofte litt sånn kjedelige informasjonskampanjer.
Ja.
Så det kan jo være en tilgjengeliggjøring av hvordan det arbeidet funker. Kan det være noe?
Ja, hvis vi får til det, så har det helt topp.
Ja.
Men så vi kan jo bare slutte med det, at vi, hvis man har lyst til å føle seg litt mindre unyttig, mm. gjør noe som faktisk hjelper da.
Ja.
Til Leger uten grenser, for eksempel, som ja. Vi har reist med, som ikke får noe statlig støtte eller noe.
så det jo aller letteste måten å føle seg litt mindre unyttig på, og gjøre en faktisk litt lite forskjell, sende penger. For eksempel da, hvis de legger ut en grense, da, til 2177 på Vips.
Ja.
Kan man vipse en så mye man har råd til.
Mm.
Ja, ja, men takk for turen da, Jonas.
Takk for turen. Det har vært helt fantastisk, rett og slett.
Det har det.
Moderne media.